You're listening to the Tennis Psychology Podcast with mental game of tennis expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn. Do you want to improve your mindset for tennis? Then join us on the Tennis Psychology Podcast.
Can your mental game or your mental state be improved on the tennis court? Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Cohn. Today in this episode, I'm going to answer a question from a tennis player who wants to know if he can indeed improve his mental game and how that's going to help. You're listening to the Tennis Psychology Podcast.
Want to quickly improve your mental game for tennis? Visit www.sportspsychologytennis.com today and download a free ebook titled Six Unforced Mental Errors Tennis Players Make Between Points.
Here's the question I received from Lucas. He said, "Can my mental game on the court be improved, or am I just stuck with it? How do I get my mental game to be better and more effective? And finally, what is the difference between mental training and mental toughness?" Lucas, thanks for the question. There's a couple questions embedded in there. Let's start with the notion of what's the difference between mental training and mental toughness. So mental toughness is a broad term for the mental game, meaning do you have mental toughness out there? Can you respond well to errors? Can you respond well when your opponent is cheating, for example? Can you respond well when you're losing? Can you be mentally tough when you have to play that third set tiebreaker, for example? And do you focus well and are you confident? So mental toughness is an all-encompassing term for how you approach the game and how mentally tough you are. However, mental training is the process that we go through to teach players to be more mentally tough and to improve their mental game. So mental game coaching, mental training, mental toughness training, those are all the same thing. We basically are trying to impart a stronger mental game so you can have more mental toughness on the court. So I hope that helps. As far as your question, can you improve your mental game or are you just stuck with it? Well, very few of our clients are rarely stuck with it. You can, I mean, that's the business we're in, is we teach athletes how to improve their mental game and take their practice skills to competition more readily. So you have to ask yourself, how might you be tripping yourself out there? Do you have specific goals? Do you have fragile confidence? Do you focus too much on the outcome or the scoreline of the match? Do you worry about what others think? Do you care too much about playing great? Are you a perfectionist? Do you have fear of failure? Do you get anxiety or tension out there? Those are all the things that we help tennis players with. So if I knew your specific challenges, I could address those. But no, it's not fixed. Your mental game is always in flux. As a matter of fact, we work with professional athletes year-round or during their season, year after year, to help them with the challenges that they're dealing with that specific week or that specific game. So it's something that we do on a regular basis. It's not a quick fix notion where you can just get one mental training session and you're fixed. It doesn't work that way. We see ourselves as educators and we educate you over time about how to manage expectations, how to focus better on the court, how to have more stable and proactive confidence, how to trust in your skills, how to take your skills from practice to competition, how to manage fear of failure and perfectionism, etc. So there's many different things that encompass the mental game. And if you feel like it's just fixed and you're stubborn with it, there's no way you're going to change it, then the mental game or mental training might not be helpful for you. But I've worked with very, very few athletes over the years that were unable to make changes in their mental game. So I hope that helps. Good luck with your game. If you want help with your mental game or you want mental training, jump over to peaksports.com and check out our mental coaching programs there. In addition, you can go to Sports Psychology Tennis, read more articles, listen to podcasts, watch videos there as well. You can also submit a question for inclusion into our Tennis Psychology Podcast for the future. All right, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you for listening to the Tennis Psychology Podcast with Dr. Patrick Cohn. Discover the secrets to superior tennis confidence by visiting www.sportspsychologytennis.com for practical mental game strategies to improve your tennis game.